There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, has labeled a United Nations vote on Nakba Day as a disgrace. Nakba Day refers to the establishment of the State of Israel as a disaster. Erdan went on to say that by approving such a resolution, the United Nations is only adding to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and also noted that Israel's new friends in the Arab world, including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco and Sudan, supported the anti-Israel resolution. Also in response to the vote, the former Israeli ambassador to France, David Sheikh, said that many such resolutions have budgetary implications in favor of aid to the Palestinians, such as the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East and other related financial activities. The state of Texas in the United States has seen a notable rise in anti-Semitic activity since 2021, when 112 incidents were recorded compared to 42 in 2020, and such statistics are still rising. In a recent landmark event, the City Council of El Paso adopted the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's IHRA definition of anti-Semitism to protect the safety of the city's Jewish and other communities owing to an increase in hate crimes nationwide. This was announced by the Office of City Council Member and Mayor Representative Peter Svazbein. During the announcement, Svazbein condemned the 2019 mass shooting in El Paso when 23 people were killed and 23 were injured by a white nationalist, adding that there is a need to stand united in light of such countless violent acts nationwide. He also thanked the City Council of El Paso for adopting the non-legally binding IHRA definition of anti-Semitism and reminded all that this definition defines anti-Semitism as being a certain perception of Jews which can be expressed as hatred and violence against Jews and also non-Jewish individuals, their properties and religious facilities. Meanwhile, police in Germany suspect that a former leader of the Hells Angels biker gang, under the instructions of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, was involved in a number of attacks on Jewish centers last month. The targets were an old synagogue in Essen, an attempted arson attack on a synagogue in Dortmund, and a Molotov cocktail being thrown at a Jewish school in Bochum. Police have arrested a 35-year-old German-Iranian man they suspect is connected to Ramin Yektaparast, who they believe is connected to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps operations in Germany. Besides these attacks, investigators have reportedly discovered a credible plot to target Joseph Schuster, the president of the Central Council of German Jews. The Israel Innovation Authority, the IIA, is introducing an initiative to attract skilled tech talent from abroad as well as train new immigrants already in the country. Through the initiative, the IIA will finance the professional training of 2,550 individuals with an aim to place skilled workers in the local high-tech industry over the next 2 years, with particular focus on areas such as bioconvergence, medical big data, and food tech. Itai Levanon, the head of Israel Innovation Authority's high-tech human capital department, says this project is available for Israeli expats living abroad, also for new immigrants, and for those worldwide arriving under the law of return. Levanon added that the IIA works in conjunction with the Immigration and Absorption Ministry to bring in high-skilled diverse human capital from overseas, including Russia and Ukraine, and integrate them into Israel's high-tech industry. And where did the week go, or the year for that matter? Well, let's see what made and continues to make headlines this week. Jewish men, compared to the general public, are found to be more susceptible to hereditary cancer and are advised to undergo regular checkups, genetic counseling and screening for BRCA and other cancer forms. The New York-based Center for Jewish History has launched a new project to assist Holocaust survivors in locating their lost family members on their website. The Jerusalem College of Technology has launched a rabbinic ordination program aimed at producing graduates for congregations abroad who don't have a rabbi. And the Israel Institute of Technology has developed a revolutionary invisible face mask resembling a peaked cap to protect wearers against the transmission of COVID, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, influenza, and other respiratory viruses. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.